Welcome to the Concord Historical Society's Carriage House. The Carriage House is located on East Main Street here in Springville, right behind the Pop Warner Museum. This building is well over 100 years old. It's where the owners used to store their carriages in the summer and their sleighs that they used in the winter. So now, as we walk through the Carriage House, I'll point out a few of the many, many things that we have on display here. One of the first things we have is a old cutter sleigh. Currently, this sleigh is used by Santa each Christmas when we have our Concord Country Christmas celebration here at the Pop Warner Museum and the Mercantile. Some of the other items, we have some artifacts from the Gramco Mill, which was located in Springville. Actually, the milling in Springville started back in 1836, and the mill on Main Street burned down in 1946. But these particular artifacts came from the second mill, which was built out on West Main Street here in Springville, and that was the Gramco Mill. We have a carriage in the Carriage House. How unique, a carriage in a carriage house. But this carriage is kind of an interesting one. It's a four-wheel carriage. It, again, was dated in the late 1800s. I believe this carriage was made on Woodard Avenue here in Springville. Old signage from the Concord Town Hall, the Citizens National Bank. Moving along, we also have a 10-foot section of wooden water pipe. This water pipe was actually manufactured by C.J. Shuttleworth, who provided running water here in Springville, I believe back as about 1896 or so, we had running water in Springville. We have a wooden fire water pump. The back wall has a large glass display case, which has a lot of stuffed animals. In front of the display case is the contraption called a schnitzel bank. Now, this schnitzel bank was used for making ash wooden shingles. And the story goes that over in Germany, there was a schnitzel bank sitting in front of each tavern. So the gentleman could go down to the tavern and do something productive while they were sitting there drinking their schooper of beer. Next to that is an old wooden oxbow bender. Pictures of this have been reviewed by people at the Smithsonian Institute, and they said they have never really seen one this large and this old. We have a fanning mill. The fanning mill was used to separate the oats and grain from the chaff. It has a large hand-operated blower and several sifters that sift the grain and separate the chaff, and then the chaff is blown out. One of our more interesting displays is from me. The Dygert Stables were located at the corner of Cattaraugus and Elk Street here in Springville. It's supposedly the oldest continuous half-mile racetrack east of the Mississippi. One of the racehorses that the Dygert family had was a horse by the name of Guy K. Protector. Guy K. Protector was the two-time world trotting champion in the United States in the 1950s. And we have the racing sulky, at that time it was called a racing bike, that Guy K. Protector used to win the championships at various racetracks, New York City's Roosevelt and Yonkers Railway racetrack, the Buffalo Raceway, Batavia Downs. In front of that is a skeleton buggy. Now, skeleton buggy was an early racing buggy, and when you see it, you'll notice it is very thin spokes in the wheels, very thin superstructure. This is to keep it lightweight. And these wheels are over 4 foot high on this skeleton buggy. And we have the old man-powered fire department's hose reel. Again, this is a large reel that the firemen would haul to the fires, connect to the fire hydrants or to the hand pumper when we had a fire in town. So these are some of the things that you'll see in our carriage house. So we invite you to come back again, also to visit the Pop Warner Museum, the Concord Mercantile, and the Heritage Building.